To support implementation of the Framework for Recreation in Canada, the Canadian Parks and Recreation Association produced Stories in the Field. This is an excerpt from a story on the CPRA website called Means to a Greater Beginning, Communities Coming Together. The story is about the Tri-Territorial Recreation Training Initiative, which is now called Recreation North Training Program. This part is about David Clark from Rankin Inlet. The story was produced by David Hickey for CPRA. When David Clark left Rankin Inlet to play hockey, he couldn't have known he would someday return to become the community's recreation coordinator. In a career spent championing the efforts of others, the potential he sees in his community is still a source of excitement. "It's so empowering to see younger kids coming through," he says, "making it so obvious that they'll be the ones running these programs down the road." In a community where high turnover among recreation leaders is an issue, and where newcomers can't always be counted on to stay, it's paramount that leadership is shared among many. As more and more people share in the leadership responsibilities, recreation becomes a far more sustainable endeavor, especially when renewal comes from within. Clark's faith in the youth of his community is in line with the values of sustainable training programs, where the goal is to empower a broad base of local community leaders, all of whom can share in the responsibility of creating quality recreational opportunities. Open-mindedness helps this process along, he explains, as well as having a love of learning. "I think one of the biggest things is just coming together as a recreation family within our territory to learn from each other's experiences. We can always learn," Clark adds, "and we can always make our community stronger. But we have to make sure we go with an open mind and really embrace learning."